turn briefly to the Accountable Care Act or Obamacare. If you've been reading the newspapers or watching the news for the past 12 months, you know that despite the governor's advocacy, and I believe a very, very compelling story, the General Assembly has not yet seen fit to expand Medicaid coverage to 400,000 uninsured Virginians, and I don't believe that will happen this year. It is both frustrating and disappointing. It's disappointing because uninsured Virginians are less likely to receive ongoing and frequent health care, which leads to critical and costly care. It's frustrating because the cuts to reimbursement that hospitals are experiencing, anticipated in exchange for more insurance-paying patients, isn't happening in Virginia. And while the cuts are disproportionately impacting safety net tertiary centers like the one we have here, Carilion Medical Center, patient care isn't free. And so all of us here today, and I've just mentioned we are a large employer, we provide health care to our employees, there's a hidden tax, actually. So we pay more for our insurance premiums because the government's not taking care of the uninsured. And I suspect many of you in this room have your own opinions about Obamacare. The reality is this. It is the law. And legal challenges and congressional outrage aren't likely to change that in material ways going forward. And it bothers me a lot that the working poor, that those people in our communities with the most need, are the ones being left behind.